chapter 13. This is the fourth session, which is the last part of chapter 13, verses 11 through 14. And this was is entitled, The Time is Short. The Time is Short. So let's read the passage, starting with verse 11. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake from sleep. In other words, wake up. For salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. The night is far gone, the day is at hand. So then let us cast off the works of darkness and put on the armor of light. Let us walk properly as in the daytime, not in orgies and drunkenness, not in sexual immorality and sensuality, but not in quarreling and jealousy, but put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh to gratify its desires. You all know what a commodity is, right? So here's a commodity. It's something you use up, something you consume. So for example, you buy a gallon of milk for your family on grocery day. Depending on how many little mouths you have at your house, we had five of them, that gallon of milk is gone in a few days. The milk supply will be replenished on your next grocery day. In reality, by midweek, the little mouths will be yelling for more, and Mom will have to call Dad to pick up more milk on the way home from work. The milk is sold, bought, used up, and replaced. In other words, a commodity. But sometimes a commodity cannot be replaced. This is the case with something vitally important to us, time. The amount of time you're given, the amount of time you have, time. We are given a limited amount of it from our birth, whereupon we begin using it up. With time, when used, it cannot be replaced. This is a little scary if you think of it. You mean my allotment of time will run out? Yes, it will. And no matter how hard you try, you will not receive any more. God gives you so much, you live it, use it up, and then you meet him face to face. This passage in Romans 13 was written for you. So let's look at verse 11 one more time. Besides this, you know the time, that the hour has come for you to wake up from sleep, for salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. This is meaningful, profound, and asks a vitally important question. What are you doing with the time you have been given? Let's begin to find some personal application. As you go through our lives, we are usually not thinking about our end, the end of the time we have been given. You say, this is a little morbid and depressing. Indeed, you say, Dick's idea is very morbid and depressing. I agree, but listen, this is what the Lord is telling us in these verses. Verse 11 says, pay attention to the time. It's time for you to wake up. How long ago was your first experience with Christ? How long ago was the time you trusted him for your eternal salvation? When did you first believe and by faith trust in what he has done for you and given to you by his sacrificial death in your behalf? Whenever that was, time has passed. Maybe it's been a few weeks or many years. Whichever is true for you, that time is gone and it cannot be reclaimed. Yes, salvation is nearer to us now than when we first believed. There is a sense of urgency here. Are you aware of it? Maybe a cardiologist has told you that your heart is sick, as one told me that 7 years ago. My condition is controllable but not curable. In other words, I will die with it. Yes, I should cast off the works of darkness listed in our passage and put on the armor of light. I would add, while there is still time. Whether you are young or old, make the most of the time you have been given to his glory and for his benefit. Be sure you finish well despite your circumstances. Let me share a story with you about a young man who needed to better understand these truths. In 1995, while I was serving in the Air Force in Germany, our family found Faith Baptist Church near the base where we lived. It was blessed with a wonderful blend of German and American families. The son of one of the leading German families was studying in a liberal Lutheran seminary. Not surprisingly, he was hearing many ideas which differed or were in conflict with what he was hearing from the pulpit of our Southern Baptist Church. He approached me one day asking, "Why do you Americans concentrate so much on the rapture? The second coming has not occurred in over 2,000 years, and it's not likely it will occur in the near future." My answer was, "Whether you meet him at your death or he comes to you at his return, you will meet him, and you must be ready. The span of time may be short or long, but one thing is true, it is a lifetime, all the time you have." One author said, "Live as if the Lord will come in the next hour. Plan as if he will come long after your time." This view gives us great certainty and great watchfulness. Be cleansed by his righteousness and serve him as long as you can. So, Father, I thank you for the reminder that I am only acceptable to you by your righteousness given to me, the penalty for my sin paid for, and that however much time you give me is going to be used up, and I should use it for you. I desire for all those listening that the rest of the time we have, whether it's years or months or whatever it is, that we'll finish well, that we will stay within your will, that we will glorify your name, we will serve you in ways that please you and bring others into a knowledge of your Son. We thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen.